Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $500,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Good morning, Mr. Watkinson.
Good morning, Commissioner, Commission members. This morning we have two page two items. One of these projects is over $500,000 in value. However, the second on the agenda is a royalty issue, and I'll go through that with each item. So with that said, I'll read the item descriptions. For item 2A is the City of Virginia Beach is requesting authorization to mechanically dredge approximately 100,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom to achieve maximum navigable depths of minus 6 feet at mean low water in the western branch of the Lynnhaven River Municipal Channel. In this case, the dredge material will be offloaded at the city's Thalia Creek Transfer Facility and transported by a sealed truck to the Whitehurst Borrow Pit for disposal. In this situation, staff's recommended approval with a time-of-year restrictions for the north of Hebron Cove for dredging between April 1st and June 30th to protect juvenile summer flounder, and for dredging between July 1 and September 30th to protect shellfish resources. Item 2B, this is a project that was approved by the commission back in late or early 06. It's an 05 number. It was for a community mooring facility, and royalties were assessed at the time at $4,025.55 on an annual basis. And the applicant, or the Cove Point Condominiums Association in this situation, is requesting that that be converted to the standard one-time amount, which would mean that they would pay the balance of their annual royalty of $16,102.20. In this situation, this was right after we initiated collection of royalties after code changes. At the time, we were looking at going with some annual payments for larger amounts, and we had one or two of those. But since then, the policy of the commission had been pretty much to assess one-time royalties rather than annual, unless the applicant specifically requested annual payments. So in this case, in keeping with what has become more of the standard policy, staff would recommend that we allow the payment of the balance as if it were a one-time royalty for Cove Point Condominiums Association, which would be an amount, as I said, of $16,102.20.
Short list today.
Yes, sir.
Any questions of Mr. Watkinson? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard, pro or con, on either one of these page two items? They're seeing none or being none. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.